Our local Canmore Winter Carnival excitement ambassador, Sarah Renner, once again joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Great. It's pretty exciting. There's lots of World Cup athletes running around, and the Canadian team has just returned from a really great start of the Ski Tour Canada. They raced in Montreal downtown. It was spectacular. Then they raced on the Plains of Abraham in Quebec City. The local hero, star, and heart of Quebec, Alex Harvey, had such courageous races. He had a silver medal in the Mass start, and he's fourth overall in the tour headed into Canmore. So great results for the Canadian team. And it wasn't just Alex. We had local Canmore on. Jess Cockney placed 10th in the sprint, and it was great to see that result. He's been struggling all year, and he really pulled out something special. And he has qualified in second place in Canmore the previous World Cup. So he's a sort of this dark horse. You don't know what Jess is going to do in the Canmore World Cup, but it has been phenomenal in the past, and it looks like his form is coming at just the right moment.
A couple of other great results for Canadian athletes in the first half or so of the Ski Tour Canada as well.
So Devin Kershaw having his best races of the year, top 20. He's looking like he's coming back to form. And also really good signs from Maya Mackaysik-Jones. She was top 30, qualified for her first sprint, missed out by a second in Quebec City. But what great news for the female program that they have a young athlete who's nipping on the top 30 of the World Cup. So really, really positive results.
Fantastic. So of course, the Ski Tour Canada hits Canmore and it officially gets underway this morning. I understand it's the sprint that we're doing today.
Today is a really exciting format. Sprint races, dog eat dog, best 30 in the world qualify. So I'd encourage everyone to head up to the Nordic Center. There is no parking, but there is shuttles leaving every 20 minutes from the Rome bus stop. So get on one of those shuttles, bring your Canadian flag, bring your cowbells, and just be prepared for a phenomenal spectator experience. And we saw it in Quebec, we saw it in Montreal, huge crowds for cross-country skiing. Canmore showed the world that we care about biathlon, and I think it's going to be an incredible spectator experience for the cross-country. So tell your boss exactly what you're doing. I hope they understand.
So then that free shuttle stop just behind the Visitor Info Center downtown, just a few steps from where all the party's going to be happening after the races go on every single day, I understand.
There's just a lot of really cool programming, a lot of First Nation components, and we have award ceremonies every day after the race, and something really special just happened. The athletes are bringing their crystal globes on Tuesday. So this is the best sprinters from the overall season. And it's the first time these globes have ever been in North America for cross country. It'll be very special and you'll have a chance to see them. So be sure to check the schedule in the Rocky Mountain Outlook. It'll have all the information that you'll need, or check the wintercarnival.com website.
Live entertainment in the Athletes Village every evening as well?
With the awards presentation, there'll be live music before and after. And great news for the town party. Joel Plaskett Emergency is playing. Seth Anderson is opening. It'll be a great community celebration of this winter carnival and also of the incredible World Cups.
Ski Tour Canada is in Canmore. World Cup racing action gets underway today. 10:30 for the sprint qualifications. 1 o'clock are the finals. Again, catch that free shuttle from behind the downtown Visitor Information Center. No parking on site up at the Nordic Center. And then come down to the Canmore Civic Center Plaza between 5 and 8 o'clock tonight. Sam Bailey is the featured entertainer this evening. And you can find a full schedule again, CanmoreWinterCarnival.com. Sarah Renner, thanks for joining me on the show, and we'll see you up at the Nordic Center.
Thank you, Rob.